Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
So, Abby, your family needs to retire from trying to set you up. It is time.
It is time. My family has a horrible track record for trying to set me up, but I honestly think this most recent one takes the cake. So, I mean, I feel like everybody at one point or another has been set up with somebody, whether it's like, oh, I think you'd be really good with my friend so-and-so, or like, I've got a nephew that's really great. And more often than not, you'll be sent a photo of this person and you'll be like, this is who you thought my match was? Really? And it feels almost more like an insult than some kind of benefit to them trying to like match you up. And I always kind of feel like they're choosing what fits their idea of what's convenient for them. Like if it's your friend that's wifed up and their husband has a goofy best friend, they're trying to set you up with the goofy best friend so that you guys can double date. Or if it's like your single friend, they're always setting you up with someone who's, you know, cute, but not attractive enough to be a threat to their own ego. So they'll set you up with their nice friend that they met in algebra class or whatever. Or if it's your parents, I feel like they're always setting you up with people that really like them, because their worst nightmare is for you to get matched with someone who doesn't like them and isn't polite. So my mom is notorious for doing this anytime she's out. Like she gets a Publix cashier that's just a little too friendly. She's sending me a photo. She's like, this is Tom. He really complimented my choice of produce. It's great. So over the week or last week over Thanksgiving, I was very much prepared to get set up with somebody's other second cousin or friend that they know. And I knew that my mom was probably going to be in on it because my cousin's getting married. I think they're kind of like, okay, we want Abby to be next because after all the wedding planning's over, we need something to fill the void and Abby needs to be next with her love life. So I get to Thanksgiving and after we finish, you know, dinner, we've done all the small talk, we're all gathered around the kitchen island, we're snacking, we're drinking red wine. And my mom turns to me and she goes, Abby, we met the most polite young man while we were out today. We grabbed lunch at the beach bistro down the street. We think this guy's perfect for you. And I kind of roll my eyes. I'm like, okay, yeah, you say that all the time. Anytime you meet somebody at like Kroger. And then my cousin, who's a little bit younger than me, but very hip, very cool. She turns to me and she goes, oh my God, Abby, this guy would be perfect for you. Now, this is where I start to get a little bit more intrigued because my mom is probably just, you know, looking for anybody who's going to be nice and polite and, you know, would be a good little son-in-law, but my cousin wouldn't do me dirty.
You got a second opinion.
I got a second opinion from somebody I trust. It's like getting a good Yelp review from someone that you've seen on a couple of restaurants before. I'm like, okay, now I'm intrigued. I'm like, tell me about this boy. And they said he was the only waiter in this one bistro that we went to. And he was taking such good care of everybody. He made sure that we had everything we needed. He was so attentive. He was so polite. And best of, he's got floppy brown hair and he's over 6 foot. And I was like, okay,
now
those
are really the only two things you need.
Literally.
The
other things are just going to skip to first view.
He has a pulse and he has brown hair. And he's tall. And so I'm invested now because my cousin has her stamp of approval. My mom has a stamp of approval. And apparently he fits my type. And I'm like, okay, well, what's his story? You know, like, is he my age? Is this like his side gig? And they're like, we're not really sure what the story is, but we think he's around like 28. He's definitely like late 20s. And so I'm like, okay, I'm interested. So I go home the next day and I'm texting with my mom and my cousin because they're like, we're going to the bistro later today and we're going to see this guy. And if we see him and we tell him that he's you're interested, we're going to FaceTime you and make sure that we can get this set up. And
oh,
so I'm
wow.
like, all right, let me know. So
a FaceTime?
I'm minding my own business when all of a sudden I get a selfie from my mom, my cousin, and the boy. And tell me
Bistro boy.
They're trying to set me up with Bistro boy. So tell me why I open my text messages to this photo and it is a literal child. I'm like, mom, I'm into guys who look fratty, not guys who are in literal fraternities. This man could not have been older than 19. I'm like, you're literally trying to set me up with this man who's in college. And we end up getting his details. This infant follows me on Instagram. He's like a sophomore at a local university.
Oh, shut up.
This man is not employed. This man cannot even legally drink. And yet the entire Thanksgiving post show where we're all just vibing, they're convinced that this man is perfect
for
me.
Well, he is employed. He's Bistro Boy.
Well, he's employed part-time. I was looking more for like a 401k, an apartment.
What made them think he was 28?
That's what I want. Because this guy is, I'll show you guys after this break. This guy is visibly young. Like backwards hat. He's holding a Busch Light. You know what I mean? If you're over the age of 25 and you've got a Busch Light in your hand, it's over. So they need to retire because obviously their HR is way off.
So all they want is a warm body. They don't even care at this point. Just get somebody with Abby.
A warm body who likes my mom.
You better be thankful he didn't show up at the Thanksgiving table.
I was worried he was going to. That's how convinced they were that he was going to join the family.
Well, he could have served you. And he could have washed the dishes afterwards.
And you know what? My mom would have tipped him well.
The Burt Show.